Welcome back to a Monday of our second to last school week. As I shared with all of our teaching staff on Friday night is that we have a lot to celebrate, right? And those celebrations started last week with senior awards, right? And we've always done a really good job of nominating or celebrating all our students and student athletes for everything that they've done throughout the course of the year. This week, we're leading into district golf. We're leading into soccer, the district tournaments for soccer. We're leading into district track, and then obviously qualifying and working for there. And we're headed straight towards the finish line with graduation on Sunday. So that's an exciting time. Last week, we also got to celebrate Teacher Appreciation Week, right? And thank you for everybody that shared thoughts and comments with your favorite teacher, with someone who has really helped you throughout your educational career, beginning in kindergarten, all the way to the point in time that you are at now. But today we're gonna do something a little bit different. Today we're gonna acknowledge one teacher individually for all of the contributions that he or she has given to AHSDW and the school district and students over the year. And in order to do that, I am going to turn it over right now to Jennifer, and she's gonna share a little bit more on this unique recognition.
Hey everybody, how are we doing today, guys? High school, come on, I can't hear you guys. How are we doing today? I still hear all the elementary over everybody else. Come on, guys, wake up. All right, my name is Jennifer Green, and I am here today on behalf of the Charles E. Lagan Foundation. And today, we are going to present the Charles E. Lagan Outstanding Teacher Award to one of your teachers here. Now, to give you a little background on this, so Charles and his wife Florence were from rural Iowa. Charles was born in Emerson, and his wife was born in Malvern. Charles' father was a teacher and instilled in him a very strong work ethic from the beginning. This then led Charles to understand how hard teachers work to help develop their students. Charles' father was a teacher and showed him that being in school and wanting to be at school are two different things, and teachers make you want to be at school, and teachers make that extra effort so that that's where you want to be and you learn, and then you make good choices in the future. Because of this, Charles decided later in life that he knew the sacrifices many teachers made, and he wanted to find a way to honor them. So he established the Charles E. Lagan Outstanding Teacher Award. This is where he rewards a special teacher who has been nominated by someone demonstrating that they truly go above and beyond with their students. This award is a big deal. The teacher will get $10,000, and the district gets an additional $2,500. Now, while Charles and Florence are no longer with us, we did want to ensure that we continue this tradition with this this award. And one of the main things we want to make sure we do, which was Charles's rule, is that $10,000 for that teacher is just for that teacher. That teacher is not allowed to use it on their classroom. It is for them to splurge on themselves for once. So, should we announce who the winner is today? With that said, I am excited to announce our winner here today. This teacher is said to foster a culture of academic excellence and personal growth. Their class is known for its dynamic learning environment that seamlessly integrates real-world experiences with innovative educational strategies. Students leave this class not only well-prepared academically, but also motivated to pursue excellence in every aspect of their lives. And one of the most notable initiatives was this teacher starting the Future Business Leaders of America student organization here at AHSDW. Let's hear it for Mr. Clint Sargent. Come on down. Son. Well, congratulations. Are you surprised?
Extremely.
I heard a little rumor you were a little, I don't know, curmudgeon-y this weekend because you had to alter your lesson plan for today.
Yeah, second hour is gonna have a free pass apparently, so maybe third hour as well.
All right. Would you like to introduce everyone who's here with you today?
Yes, on my far left is my oldest son, Nathan. He's going into education as well. My son, Tony, he is actively pursuing work adventures. And my wife, Meg, she actually is at the Missouri Valley Schools.
Awesome. Well, what do you think you're going to do with all of this?
Invest it.
That's our business teacher. We want to bring your principal and your superintendent back out here to say a few words as well, if you guys will come back out.
Congratulations, Mr. Sargent. It's been hard to keep this one under wraps. Can't think of anybody more deserving. If we need to have someone join a committee, it's Mr. Sargent. If we need somebody to find some funds, get some money scrounged up for an initiative, Mr. Sargent's your guy. Do you need him to somebody to coach middle school sport? He's jumped in for that. Make you coffee in the morning? It's Sarge. So he's a do-it-all guy. Stepped in whenever asked, and for me, he stepped in when I haven't asked sometimes. But he's always ahead of the game. Always got something on the burners. And we're just super proud to have you here and looking forward to many more endeavors with you and all the initiatives that you've got started here. Let's hear it for Mr. Sargent.
Mr. Sargent, congratulations. You came to us a couple years ago and ready to continue on what our business department had established and take it, and you've looked to take it to even higher heights, especially with all the work-based learning opportunities and everything that you've established with Viking Brew. And whenever Mr. Sargent comes down by my office, I always know there's a purchase order soon to follow because he's got another idea and another way to enhance and improve his classroom as he moves forward. So thank you for everything you've done for our students. And we look forward to much more as you continue on. But this is well deserved, so congratulations.